Okay, I am just thrilled to have Kathy Takushi calling in all the way from Italy. Where are you in Italy, Kathy?
I'm in Siena.
Wow. Well, I've been seeing some pictures on Facebook and got a couple of interesting interviews along the way. Florence looked fabulous. Tell me about the hotel in Florence. I guess you got a tower room or something?
Yeah, there's a tower. It's an old tower from the Middle Ages, and they have some rooms in that tower, and they upgraded us to a suite. So we were very surprised.
But, wow.
Yeah.
What's the suite? So tell me about the suite. What does it look like?
It was two stories, and downstairs had a nice little living room with the chandelier and a bathroom with the jacuzzi tub, and then there was a little spiral staircase that went upstairs, and then another had a round bed with another nice chandelier, and then from your bed there's a view of the Duomo. So it was pretty spectacular, and the gentleman who checked us in, he was so excited to tell us that we were upgraded. He goes, "Oh, we have a special surprise," and he was just all smiles. It was really cute.
Oh, how thrilling! So would
Hold
you
on,
say
my alarm is going off?
Oh, okay. Would you?
Okay, there you go.
Would you say that's one of the nicest rooms you've stayed? It sounds like one of the nicer rooms I could ever imagine staying in. It was one of the better rooms at a hotel you've ever stayed at.
Definitely, yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Very special room. So I was like, so that was really, really, really special. So
what's the name of the hotel again?
Hotel Brunelleschi.
Brunelleschi, and it's right in the center of Florence, across from the Duomo. And it was built in 500?
No, the tower is from, I think it's like 14, built
wow.
in the 1400s.
That would be one of the older rooms you've ever stayed in.
Yeah, and the tower was actually a jail for women who were accused of being witches.
Wow. So,
yeah, and then they used to have to sleep on these straw mats on the floor. So I definitely had an upgrade from those women that were in the tower.
Did you feel any ghosts or spirits in the room?
No.
Wow. What a wonderful treat. What a wonderful treat. Mm-hmm. So did you eat at the restaurant? Does a hotel have a restaurant there?
They do, but we didn't eat there. Because that's kind of like a more, of a hotel-y type restaurant. And mm-hmm. I wanted to go in the more little local type restaurants. So, we had breakfast there every day.
Mm.
And it had a nice breakfast. Actually, the breakfast room was in an old church. And there was still even the baptismal font in there. And that hotel does have a lot of history down below, beneath the hotel, they have some, they found some old Roman artifacts and an old Roman bath. So the guests of the hotels can go for free, and not everybody can go there. So sometimes like a guide might have just a couple of people might be able to get in there. But it was funny, every time we looked out the window, I guess that tower was on one of the places to see on tours. There would always be tours stopping and staring up at the tower.
So you take stairs down to this old site where the Roman baths were originally?
Mm-hmm. It's just a couple, maybe a floor down below in the kind of like the basement area, and they have these old Roman baths with some artifacts. It's like a little museum down there.
How amazing. What an amazing yeah. experience. You're there for two or three days?
3 nights.
How wonderful. That's going to probably be one of the more memorable stays. I mean, that's one of the great ones.
Definitely.
How was your flight over and Delta? How was Delta and everything flying over?
Delta was good. They have good service. I like them. You know, I flew them a couple times in the last few years, and they were good. And then Alitalia, we actually, right before I left, I got an email where you could bid for an upgrade to business class. So I just put in a bid, and we got it. So we got to fly business class.
Oh, my gosh. This is a vacation of a lifetime. So can I ask how much you bid? Because I never know what to, I never know what, how much to bid on those things.
Well, it was a scale, like you could, that you would just, you know, do a sliding scale. So I figured it was, the most you could bid was 700 euros.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, that wasn't bad if I got it, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what I bid.
And you got it for, that would normally be like, normally cost you about $2,000 or at least to do business, right?
Yeah, yeah. So that was just one way. But now, actually, when I got here, I read an article that Alitalia might be filing bankruptcy. So we'll see if hopefully they'll still be flying when we're ready to come home. So I might be stuck here for a little bit.
Wouldn't that be nice, huh?
Yeah, but I'm not really worried about it because, you know, it's not so bad to be stuck in Italy.
No.
You know?
So you flew into Rome, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then did you take the car from there, or how did you get to Florence?
So we had a car service that picked us up in Rome and then took us to Florence. And it was about a two and a half hour drive.
How
wasn't
nice.
Bad.
No, that's not bad at all. But that was right from the airport, right? So that means right.
Right from the airport directly to the hotel. I mean, would have been much cheaper to go, you know, you could take the train into Rome and switch Intermedi and then take another train to Florence and then get a taxi from there to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, you know, it was a long flight, so I just booked the car service and that worked out fine.
Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah. Now, was that the driver you have for the whole thing or is that a separate car that you booked?
That was a separate one. Mm-hmm. The one, we had a wonderful driver, Marco, which I sent you the interview from, and he was wonderful.
How
so
exciting.
So he drove us from Florence to our hotel in Siena, and we along the way we stopped in San Gimignano and Volterra and... I never can say it, Monteriggioni, another little one that wasn't planned, but he said, well, you know, let's just stop here. And we're like, okay.
How wonderful. Yeah. So you found some cute little towns along the way, medieval towns?
They're all medieval towns, yeah. And he made reservations for lunch, you know, in San Gimignano, and at this cute little restaurant there, and it had a wonderful view of all, you know, the Tuscan Valley, and the pasta I had there was probably the best pasta I ever had.
Oh my gosh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
So let's go back to Florence now. Florence, of course, did you do the walk up the tower? I've done the walk in the Duomo, but I got dizzy because the roads, as I remember, the steps get smaller and you keep going up, 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 right?
Yeah, we actually didn't do the walk into the Duomo. The line was too long. So we had 3 days. So the first day I did a walking tour with a guide, Alessandra, and she, you know, it was like a 3-hour walking tour of the highlights. And then I think... the next day, the last day we did, Rex kind of flaked out on the walking tour towards the end. Mm-hmm. So I took him back to the Central Market, which is kind of a fun place where, you know, they have the market where you buy all your, you know, you got the meats and the cheeses and the vegetables and the fruits. Mm. And then upstairs is kind of like a food court in a way. Mm. Of all kind of different, there's, you know, sandwiches and pizza and pasta and wine places. So that was kind of a fun place to go to. And then we walked up to Pizzale Michelangelo, where you have the best views of Florence.
Mm.
And so that was kind of a hike there.
You went to the park that I love. There's a park in Florence as well. You went to that park?
Which park is that?
Well, I saw some pictures.
The garden?
The one that has the view, yeah. The gardens.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of right below Pizzale Michelangelo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that looked beautiful too. Did you saw David and did you go in the museum?
Yeah, so we went to the Academia, and then Rex flaked out on me again, and then I went to the Uffizi.
Well,
it was kind of
Rex had some back problems. He didn't even know if he could go.
He did have back problems, mm-hmm. but it's feeling much better, so
good.
I think all that walking actually is helping it.
Good. I mean, you know, I've been watching two or three series on the Medicis. The Medicis were all over Florence, and of course there was one of them talks about the history of how I think it was Cosmo had to fight so hard to build that dome. You know, almost got completely not built. So it's an amazing city for history and architecture. And obviously good food, too. Did you go out and dine, you know, at some of the restaurants in Florence as well?
Mm-hmm. We just went to these small hole-in-the-wall type places, which we like, and, mm-hmm. you know, pizza. And then I've been having a gelato every single day.
So, oh, aren't they great? Yeah.
That's my goal, a gelato every day.
How's the weather been?
Pretty good. The first two days in Florence were kind of a little overcast, and then one day was really nice, and then we had really nice weather in Siena, except for today it rained a little bit, and then it cleared up in the evening, but overall, weather has been really good.
Did you?
Compared
I'm sure you
Maui,
heard.
I've
yes,
seen
wake
all
up.
The yes.
Oh my gosh, it was flooding for 2 days, just unbelievable rain, really heavy, almost 2.5 days. So, yeah, you have better weather than we've had here. So, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, it does make a difference, especially if you're walking around. I mean, you can always walk with an mm-hmm. umbrella, but definitely does change your experience. So, I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, it sounds like you had a 9 or a 10 experience in Florence.
Oh, 10, definitely.
10?
Yeah.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
So this is, I guess, Kathy, this is really the wonderful thing about doing your own. This was your own tour, not a tour with anyone else. You booked and did everything yourself. You booked the hotels. And as a travel agent with Captivating Journeys, of course, you know how to do this. But this, to me, as I'm hearing you talk about this, is the reason to do your own tours if you can as an independent traveler, right?
Yeah, I think so. I was reading this article on the plane, and it's called the Art of Ikei, I think it was, mm-hmm. and where you just the definition was called like a simple, sophisticated. There was a couple other words, and it's exactly how I planned this trip. Because, I like to cruise, but, you know, you're with the group, and you know, every day is you got to do this, you got to do that, and, you know, all the shore excursions,
yeah.
which, you know, can get tiring,
yeah.
you know. So this trip, I kind of planned it just to be a little bit slower and doing what I want, because, you know, I have 3 nights in Siena, but really, you only, I would say, 2 nights is enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I just kind of, you know, we're taking our time doing everything and it kind of exploring the city. Yesterday we did a walking tour. You know, you could see the highlights of all the main things. And then, but today, you know, we just kind of went back and we went into the churches and the museums. And yesterday, another perfect timing thing we had was, it was the Festival of St. Catherine, which is the patron saint of Siena, and actually for Italy. So they were doing this celebration, all kind of a parade through the streets of Siena. And there was another festival of one of the neighborhoods. They have 17 neighborhoods in Siena.
And is that equal to the neighborhoods that has the flags? Yeah. And are those the ones that that do the races, the horse races in the square, right?
Right, yeah. So yesterday was the start of the festival, and it was the Ram neighborhood. So they were doing a little parade through the streets too. So we got to see two festivals. Yeah.
For St. Catherine, do they bring out the statues from the church and parade those through the streets?
They did. Mm-hmm. And then we went, today we went to the church where they had her relic, which is in the San Dominican church.
Uh-huh.
And we kind of went and visited that. So.
Are there beautiful churches? I think some of these small towns have, and some of these little villages have great churches too.
They do. The cathedral here is really beautiful. And we walked up to the dome of that church. And you can see different views. And then we walked up because they have an unfinished cathedral. So above the museum of the cathedral, you can walk up there where you actually have the best views of the town.
And I think Siena has certain colors, as I remember it, too. Each town kind of has different colors. And the Renaissance, of course, was a major influence in Florence, and I'm not sure about that in Siena, but I think of Siena as the color that we know, Siena colors, that rust color, right?
Yeah, they're all, the kind of the rust, beigey color.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, what you think of the Tuscan countryside.
Right, right. And where are you staying in Siena? What hotel?
It's called Hotel Athena, and it's a really great.
I think I lost you. I can't hear you. If you could, Florence, I just was really hoping you would. Okay, and that one's ready to go?
Is it recording? Say something on there.
Testing 1, 2.
Is it recording? I guess it is, yeah. It is recording.
Okay.
So I'll start this for
a minute. All right. Well, Kathy dropped out for a second there, and I'm just really glad that you called back. Are you talking on your cell phone, or are you using a regular phone? Or
my cell phone.
That's going to be expensive. I'm sorry.
No, I think I have a little bit, so maybe we won't talk so much longer.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I didn't think. It's like, wow, it could be, I don't know. Do you have an international plan where you can call on your cell phone?
Yeah, I do. Oh. I forgot what it is. I tried the Skype one, but for some reason that wasn't working.
Yeah, Skype is usually the best. And when I travel, I use WhatsApp, too. Have you heard about WhatsApp?
Yeah, I use that, but I think I can't call the landline on WhatsApp.
No, yeah, you're right. You can't. It's got to be another phone. But anyway, I'm glad you called back. Again, if you just tuned in, I'm talking to Kathy Takushi, Captivating Journeys, who planned you do a lot of trips, but a lot of them are usually business-related and work-related. And this was really, you planned as your dream vacation in a way, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would call it work, too, because I made some contacts with some of the hotels are, you know, researching the hotels and guides and drivers. So it's a work trip.
Well, it is, because you know what else? People can now, I'm tempted to try to follow in your footsteps and actually, you know, I would love to do a trip like this. I mean, this sounds like a wonderful trip. I mean, number one, you got a great deal on Delta going over. You got the, you bid for the auction update, and you got the upgrade, which is awesome. And then you did the everything right. You did the car drive from Rome, and you got an upgrade at the hotel in Florence. I mean, this is and Mercury's in retrograde, and you're doing awesome. And then you got a great driver, and the great driver took you to all the way into Siena, and showed you some amazing little villages along the way. Three towns you went to on the way, right?
San Gimignano, Volterra, and Monteriggioni. But the hotel that we're staying at in Siena is called Hotel Athena, and it's a cute little property. And the room that we have is a beautiful view of, you can see, you know, part of the city and also the countryside. So great view.
Is it an old hotel?
I highly recommend this hotel.
Is it an old?
No, it's not an old hotel, I don't think. And, it's, you know, breakfast is included every day. It's got a nice little breakfast and Wi-Fi. So the staff is really friendly. So, you know, and it's within the city walls, but it's right outside one of the gates. So it's just like a 5-minute walk right into to the Duomo, basically.
Now, Siena is not nearly as crowded as Florence. I remember when I went to Florence last time, it was in November, and strangely enough, it was after the bombing, the day after the bombing of the French thing, because I remember seeing David draped in black. But still a lot of people in November. Florence is definitely pretty crowded. When you were in Florence, did you see a lot of people? Was it still busy, or are you kind of okay with being off-season in April?
Well, you know, right in the middle of the day is when you notice the crowds, you know, the cruise ship crowds come in, the day tours come in, and then in the evening, it's kind of, it definitely lightens up. Mm. So, yeah, just like, you know, in Rome and especially in Venice, so you kind of avoid the main areas of, you know, the tourist areas, the Duomo and all of that, and the galleries. But one thing that I want to point out, too, is that I was noticing, you know, like we had a guide, which, you know, it's a little bit more costly to have your own guide. But, you know, I was just noticing, you know, you're in with the, you know, the big group, but, you know, with your little private guide. You know, she took us to these little off-the-beaten-path, you know, places like a private garden that, you know, we would not have gotten to see of what, like a Frescobaldi, I guess they're a winemaking family. So she took us, we got to see their gardens. We stopped in this little store where we could see them make paper, you know, all those little things. And she tells you little tips that you don't really know, you know, you wouldn't know otherwise by just wandering on your own or, you know, even probably with the bigger groups. And another thing, too, that I highly recommend is you to get the skip the line tickets for the museum. So we got, you know, there were people standing in a long line to go to the Academia. You have the skip the line tickets. You just kind of wait a couple minutes and walk right in. So that's definitely, you know, one thing that I recommend for our clients to do.
Now, did you have to get them way in advance, or can you get them when you're there? Do you have to buy them when you're back home, or do you get them when you're in?
I think you might be able to get them at maybe through the concierge, but we can do them for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I just got mine right, probably because I was busy and did it last minute. I got it like the week before I left.
Well, that's good. It makes a big difference.
But in the summertime, you might want to do it earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I remember seeing the lines. I was there on the cruise ship that last time in November, and the line was out the door and long, mm-hmm. along the side of the building. I mean, it went on forever,
yeah.
around the corner of the building, and I'm, you know.
Right.
I mean, and I didn't have the tickets in advance, and I went, well, I'm just going to pass. I mean, I'd been there before.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, to me, it wasn't worth standing. Because literally, if you only have X amount of time when you're on a cruise ship, you've got to be back by a certain time. You can't spend.
Mm-hmm.
You can't spend an hour standing in line. I mean, what a waste of time, right?
Right? Yeah.
So that mm-hmm. makes a difference. And you, how did you find your tour guide?
Marco, our driver, actually, he recommended these two guides, the one in Florence and the one in Siena. So, and they were really great guides. So, that just kind of all fell into place. And then I was thinking the other day, I go, I didn't plan a guide for Assisi. I should get, you know, because we,
mm-hmm.
you can walk around and see everything yourself and not pay anything, but you really don't know what you're seeing. And you just learn about, you know, just little things, you know, it's like a history lesson. So,
mm-hmm.
so he set me up with a guide in Assisi too.
Well, that's wonderful. So now, do you go to, and obviously there's a time difference. You called a little early in the morning and we're pre-recording this, but it's like 10:40 at night there. I'm sorry, 11 o'clock at night there. We've been talking for a while. And so, I mean, do you leave tomorrow to drive to Assisi, or are you still in Siena for another day?
No, tomorrow we pick up a car, and then we're going to drive to Assisi. And then I have a little hotel, which is right below the town of Assisi, and then we'll have a tour the next day, and then we're just going to drive around Umbria and check out the little towns there, and then drop the car off at the Rome airport and spend the night there one night and then come home.
So you're actually going to drive yourself up to Assisi?
I think we can walk it according
to... No, I mean from Siena, from Siena to Assisi. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about a 2-hour drive, I think.
And it's beautiful. It must be lovely this time of year. Are you mm-hmm. seeing spring blossoms and everything and the colors?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really pretty. Everything's really green, the rolling hills.
And I think tomorrow's truffle day, so you got to try some of the truffles. I don't know if it's in season, but the truffles in that area are supposed to be amazing.
Yeah, the pasta that I had in San Gimignano was a peachy pasta with bacon and truffles, and you could just really smell the truffles.
Whoa!
And then when we were in Florence at that market.
Uh-huh.
There was one little shop that was selling truffles, and they had this huge truffle that was sold, and it sold for 330 euros, and somebody bought it.
What?
330,000 euros.
What? Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but, you know, it sounds to me like you're just having a dream vacation. And each area is so different. Florence is different than Siena. And I think you're going to love Assisi. You're going to get the countryside there, the beautiful countryside and that spiritual aspect. I haven't been back to the cathedral, St. Francis's cathedral had that earthquake that happened, I think, about 15, 20 years ago, maybe a while. But so they had to rebuild it. But I heard they did an amazing job rebuilding it. And it's not just Francis there. St. Francis and Claire are buried there. And you can sit in silence. And I really highly recommend just take some time and sit in that cathedral. And I felt this amazing spirit there. Truly like I hadn't felt in any other church I've ever been in. So it's just, it's really wonderful. And the fact that you're spending a night, once again, you can miss some of the crowds that come. Although that's not a tour ship. In fact, I tried to go on a tour ship one day. And it's almost impossible to get to if you're doing a tour. So you'll miss those crowds.
Yeah, it's too far.
Yeah, it's too far and too long a drive. I mean, from the port, I think it was something like 6 or 8 hours to get there. So you won't have that. And I think you'll find a whole different experience there. And you're there for what, two days in Assisi?
We're staying 4 nights in Umbria.
Four nights?
So it'll give us a chance to spend, you know, a half a day or longer, depending, I guess, how we like it. And then we'll check out some other towns. I want to go to Cortona and maybe Perugia.
Oh, Perugia is where they have the chocolate factories, the chocolate that are
famous.
That's
what I heard, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and some other places that we might find along the way. So we'll just wander around there.
And behind the cathedral, behind St. Francis's Church, and it's a beautiful little city, there's a trail, and you can actually walk on a trail that St. Francis used to walk daily that goes back into the hills.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so see if you can. I didn't have the time to do it, but see if you can take that trail. I've seen a documentary on it, and it's where he used to walk, and it's supposed to be just beautiful. I don't think a lot of people know about, but I'm sure you can ask someone and find out the path behind the church that St. Francis used to walk on.
Oh, thanks for the tip.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just so happy that you called in, Kathy. I'm getting this amazing voyeuristic experience of being there myself, people can see it. You've been posting on Facebook, and if anyone wants to call Tina at Captivating Journeys and walk in Kathy's footsteps, you can call 244-1414. That's 244-1414, Captivating Journeys, or info at Captivating Journeys. And this sounds like a dream vacation, Kathy. It sounds like an experience of a lifetime. I'm so excited for you.
It is, yeah. Yeah. So
thank you.
I'm very happy with it. It's all righty.
Well, we'll see you if Alitalia doesn't flake out on you and go bankrupt. We'll see you see you coming Monday, okay?
That's right. Okay.
A big aloha. Thank you. Bon voyage. Ciao. Bye.
Okay. Bye.